Shake later. Guys, I think we have time for one more story this half, but we're going to be back in this theater at, I think, 9:30 doing this again. But for now, a little background on this next speaker. So when you guys all bought tickets, you might have seen that you could have submitted a story to read here in front of everybody. And a few people did, and we chose a couple of them to come up and speak tonight. And the first of those brave individuals who is coming to you for the first time is Robert Rawlings.
Hello. So yes, not a professional storyteller nor part of the Adler, but rather an anthropologist. So my work has been with things like the exclusion of women from local government in India, or currently with how to get more lower income Chicagoans to be able to graduate college. And I had very little idea of what I was getting into as I submitted a story that was not intended to be funny. So this is a story that recounts something of how I became a scientist. This story recounts what happens when a Christian elementary school collides with Discover magazine, and also what happens when a sharp, hard object collides with a 7-year-old's face. This is a story I wouldn't tell for most of my life, but feel just fine recounting now when someone asks how I got the scar on the left side of my chin. I grew up in the South. My parents didn't make a lot of money, but they sent me to a Christian elementary school for sake of both values and what they thought would be a sounder academic foundation. In fairness, I did learn to diagram sentences. I'm not quite sure what combination of factors set me apart from the other boys there. Maybe it was Transformers. I really thought the Decepticons and Autobots could resolve their scarce Energon disputes diplomatically, and this game somehow did not go over well with other boys. Or maybe it's the way that I showed how I came from the other side of the tracks. Actual physical tracks. I lived by train tracks. On the rare times that I saw one of their houses, which felt like mansions to me. Or maybe it's the way I read all the time. That last was a feedback loop. The more I read, the less I fit in, and the more I prefer solitude with books over games with the other boys, especially since most of these games involved hitting me. Bullying is normal. Kids being little shits is normal. Adults are supposed to step in. Big people protect little people. It's their job. We're talking about elementary school teachers. It's their literal job. These adults didn't do that. They looked the other way. Part of it was that the institution was miserable about discipline in general, but another part was they didn't like me much. I asked questions. Uncomfortable questions that came up thanks to all that reading, not to mention a dad who liked the sciences enough to subscribe to Discover magazine. Some went over without much incident. Why is it that all the inventions seem to come out of Europe and America? I asked about our history lesson once. Didn't China ever do anything? And I got an answer from the teacher that progress comes to those with God's blessing. Jesus, indeed. Other questions didn't work out so well. My second grade biology textbook was titled, if I remember correctly, Exploring God's World. Ooh, I actually checked. I Googled this stuff before coming to the story. I remembered correctly. Exploring God's World, the biology textbook. It had an insert of a girl. I think her name was Sally, talking to an evolutionist. Gee, Mr. Scientist, how do you date the fossils?
Well, Sally, we date the fossils with the rocks.
Gee, Mr. Scientist, how do you date the rocks?
Well, Sally, we date the rocks with the fossils.
Sally was shown thinking. That sounds like thinking in a circle. I raised my hand. Apparently, I intoned. I was 7. I thought that word was really cool at that time. They don't date the same rocks with the same fossils. They use carbon dating. There was a pause. Then the teacher responded with something about the devil leading our thoughts astray. During recess that week, several boys grabbed me. I'd prattled about things I'd read and discovered before, but this time I'd crossed a line. You can take your walls of galaxies and your fossils and your neurons, one of them said in my ear while they pushed me forward. By the way, if anyone wants to figure out the precise date of this, you can check when things were published in Discover magazine. And he may have finished with something like, and put them here, but I couldn't even tell you. They had slammed my face into a table with a jagged edge, and my ears were ringing. As I lay on my back, a piece of my chin dangled off my face by a thin bit of skin. I don't remember feeling pain or even upset, just
dazed, seeing my mother arrive, hearing the teacher tell her that the injury had happened because I had been running in the gym. Adding insult to literal injury, she told my parents that there was a rule against running in the gym. Somehow, making up a rule that didn't exist was the part of the lie that bothered me most. But I wasn't in much position to disagree. I got sewn up back in the emergency room. The experience oddly hit me less than other bullying had. Felt normal, or expected by that point. But here's the thing. The clever course of action after that would have been to shut up. To stop speaking up, stop raising my hand, stop asking questions, possibly to stop reading the stuff that helped me get in that kind of trouble to begin with. And I didn't. Clearly, whatever test scores had shown me to be a quick learner were utter bunk because I failed or refused to learn my lesson. When I finally left that place, the lesson I had learned, at least for a little while, was to feel ashamed about that part of myself. I didn't tell this story for a long time because I didn't really like that kid who kept asking questions and kept getting hit. Telling the story would be whining. But now, I think that kid's pretty cool. Now, I try to be as brave as that kid when there are forces that will punish questioning distortions or speaking from evidence. And I'm not even talking religion versus science here. Relationship between religion and science, much more complicated than that. But there are a lot of forces that will keep us from speaking the truth or punish us for it. And sometimes I think it's easier to be scared as an adult than as a kid. So I feel good about having spoken up back then. And I feel good when I do it now.
Thank you so much, Robert. That was great. Man, that story, obviously fantastic. I'm going to be real. When I read in your submission Transformers, I'm like, yeah, this guy's in. That's...